Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, I'm sure any other team would have reacted the same way. Like I said, a comment like that is just unacceptable. It's something that should not be allowed. So I'm sure not only us, but anybody else would have reacted the same way. Maybe even worse.
That was Yasmani Grandal, who was a real good teammate in responding the way that he did and standing up for his teammate as strongly as he did. The White Sox are unified in their support for Tim Anderson, and for perfectly good reasons. And it's my hope that MLB doesn't find some way to screw this up today, as I fear that they will. Here to tell us about a lot of what's going on here, the historical layers to this, and some of the deeper meanings of what's going on, is Shakia Taylor, who is on Twitter, at Curly Fro, baseball writer and historian, joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hey, Shakia, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I keep getting back to this tweet that really resonated that you sent out, where you wrote, "I feel like I've written enough about people weaponizing Jackie Robinson's name against black folks to not have to do it again, yet here we are." It's really incredible when you think about it. And what I hear in that from you, I hear disappointment. Am I interpreting that correctly?
Yeah, 100% disappointment. It's also, you know, remember in 2020 when everyone was reading and listening and learning, right? Like, everyone was saying that they were going to do better. Yet here we are once again having a race conversation in baseball. Nothing's changed. And I think to invoke Jackie Robinson's name particularly is egregious, right? Like, we all know what Jackie Robinson means to baseball. We all know what Jackie Robinson means to sport. But more importantly, we know what Jackie Robinson means to Black Americans specifically. So that was just out-of-body disrespectful.
I also think, too, it reminds us how misunderstood Jackie Robinson is, that how he's almost been reduced to a brand or a legend more than a complicated human being who had a lot of strong, strong thoughts about his place in society and what he meant. This was not just a guy to be remembered for one thing. It was a long linear history of he's written a lot. He said a lot. If you had to prioritize the biggest misunderstandings about what he really has meant to baseball and sport and society, what would those be?
Well, one of the things that I like to point out to people, as you just said, is Jackie Robinson was a complete person. And for some reason, there's this idea that, you know, modern day African Americans don't face the same kind of racism. So people say things like, you know, I've seen this in the last 2 days. Tim Anderson doesn't know what Jackie went through. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if we can make that kind of qualification, especially considering what Tim Anderson has experienced the last couple of days. I think Jackie gets the Martin Luther King Jr. treatment, where his life in and of itself gets sort of erased for the, you know, the holding up of the institution, you know, the holding up of MLB, the making other people feel good, when in reality, you know, Jackie was a pro-union guy. He started a bank to help African Americans, at least from his perspective, he thought it would help them get mortgages to be able to buy houses at a time where there was heavy discrimination in that arena. He wrote himself about not wanting, you know, to stand for the anthem or what the anthem meant for him. And I just think all of that, all of those complications, all of those very real things that he felt and he experienced sort of get watered down over time with everyone just going, you know, he broke a barrier. He faced so much. But what did he face? What did he deal with? What did he say? What did he think? What did he feel?
And when you say, what did he feel? That's the question I have been rhetorically asking Yankee fans who were booing. And why I just find it so distasteful. What are you booing? Really? What are you booing? This isn't a wrestling match where it's fake and these are characters. These are real human beings out there. And you know one of the human beings involved is telling you, has told you how hurtful something was. And there's an entire stadium of fans booing. And that's what the whole disconnect for me is. I have yet to understand what is being booed. What is making you uncomfortable? What do you find threatening? What do you find distasteful? Against what are you pushing back? And that's a big missing piece for me. I need to hear somebody explain what they're so mad about.
They don't know what they're mad about because, I mean, you know, and I know, they would have booed Jackie. The very same people who booed Tim Anderson for feeling how he felt would have booed Jackie. That's the point of it. That's the whole point of it. I know no one wants to hear that. I saw people saying, like, you know, Tim was weak for having this response or saying things like he laughed at it before. But I need people to know that we've all experienced situations where we've come across people who say things to us, and instead of reacting, we laugh it off. Here comes this guy again. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? Sometimes the best response to a clown is to laugh at them. But then in a tense moment, you don't want to play like that. You want to say, you know, you don't know me like that. Don't play with me like that. Or one of my favorite things is, don't play with me, play with something safe. And that's kind of what Tim was letting Donaldson know. Like, play with something safe. Today is not it. Today is not the day. And the booing just shows just the misunderstanding of fans that these are people on the field. These are actual human beings who have to go home to their families, who, you know, they have feelings just like the rest of us. They bleed like the rest of us. And so to have your hero's name thrown in your face is extremely hurtful.
There was a point made by James Fegan of The Athletic that I want to explore, too, about what's happening when he decides to call him Jackie. And even ignoring all of the garbage excuses, he's like, well, we did this in 2019 when he compared himself to him. And basically it's Donaldson saying, well, I was kind of racist then, so now it's okay for me to be racist. Now, this point in The Athletic, this called to mind a long history in this country of racial minorities being derisively referred to by the names of celebrities of the same race, often implying that racial minorities are an indistinguishable and largely irrelevant monolith to the person casting the insult. I think that's really well said, and it's important that it's understood.
Absolutely. First of all, shout out to James for writing that. I read it yesterday, super powerful, definitely needed to be said. I just think we continuously have to explain the same things over and over again, right? The same things repeatedly. Getting called by your hero, I know people think, well, it's an honor to be called Jackie Robinson. Sure. But tone and context mean everything. they mean everything. And so, there's this saying, it's kind of a joke amongst African Americans, we don't all look alike, because that's ultimately what it kind of boils down to, right? Like, doing that is dismissing the person in front of you. It is definitely looking down your nose at them, no matter how you try to play it off later. There's just so much to that historically that I don't even know if the average person is ready to understand it at all.
And it's not just Black players that went through this and in a similar mm-hmm. way of being categorized as sort of a faceless group. There's a wonderful documentary about the relationship that Jackie Robinson had with Hank Greenberg and what Hank Greenberg faced coming up as a Jewish player at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And pre-Greenberg, almost every Jewish player was referred to as Mo. They were given the nickname Mo. You know, there was Mo Epstein, there was Mo Berg, and I never quite understood why. It was explained that it was because of Moses. And it's funny to think of a celebrity of the same race or culture or religion or ethnicity. But if you want to think of him as a biblical celebrity, same thing. That's mm-hmm. what it was. All these guys were referred to as Mo. So this isn't, people are saying, oh, this is just, Black culture. It's not just that. And it's more than just sort of the playful ribbing that it used to be. Well, we used to joke about some of these things. That's fine. Until the person says it's not okay. This isn't mm-hmm. joking. He doesn't know him like that. And the denial of Anderson's agency in some of this is what bothers me. That they say, like, he's telling you it's not okay, therefore it's not okay. This is ancient baseball, sort of old demons that are coming back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do think, I agree with you fully. But also on Tim Anderson's agency in this, just because something was maybe okay before doesn't make it okay all the time. And that, again, is lost in the conversation. Is you get to decline. You get to say, I'm not with this. This is an inside joke, right? You kind of have to both be inside for the joke to work. Like, if I joke with you, you have to know what I'm joking about. There's a certain level of over-familiarity that people often have. You know, they do it on Twitter. They do it on other areas of social media. That's essentially what that was. And, I imagine it was extremely uncomfortable. I would have reacted. I saw Ozzy say he probably would have let him handle it himself. Like, I don't know how anyone who is considered a minority or who faces any type of discrimination at all could be okay with that as behavior from a professional.
We are talking with Shakia Taylor, a baseball historian and writer. You can find her on Twitter if you want to give her a follow at Curly Fro. Baseball's going to say something today, and it's a room full of middle-aged white guys who, at least we hope, are soliciting some outside perspectives as they come to some kind of decision. What do you expect baseball's going to do, and what would satisfy you? What would be the right way to do this, the most sensitive possible way, and a way that might keep this kind of thing from happening again?
That's tough. Because I'm not sure how you sort of legislate a beef between two guys. And there was no violence that spurred from it. So I'm not sure how they do that. I know people would love for Donaldson to be suspended. And maybe that's the right thing. Maybe suspending him, getting him away from the game for a little bit is the right thing. But I also just don't have a lot of faith in the league to make a decision on this that is going to create peace in any way. I feel like Tim Anderson has been on the back end of some real ridiculous suspensions anyway.
Yep.
So if they don't villainize him in all of this, that will be a win for me. But everything else, I'm not sure how they handle it. But like I said, I don't think they get it right. I definitely think something goes wrong here.
Well, I hope that they surprise us all and handle it with grace and sensitivity, but I tend to side with you on not expecting that. Shakia, this was tremendous. Thank you so much for taking time.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good one.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.